All right. Welcome back to Not a Podcast. As always, I'm your host, the crazy guy that sits here and talks to himself in his room by himself. yeah, coming to you live on my birthday. Happy birthday to me. 24 years young, what do people say when they get, it just feels like another day. It's just another day. I was a dramatic ass kid, bro. I've been saying that since I turned like 12. They asked me, I was like, turned 13, they were like, how does it feel to be a teenager? Just another day, you know, just another day in paradise. But yeah, man, why the fuck did I say that when I was a kid? Just another day. Why was I so fucking down bad on myself? I was probably a weird ass kid, or I was a weird ass kid. There ain't no probably about it. I was watching like World War II in color when I was like 8 years old. Like, I was doing weird shit. I was watching documentaries, and I wasn't consuming stuff that normal kids do. So. Man, I don't know what's going on right now. I'm fucked up. But, yeah, man, I don't know what's been up with me for the past couple weeks. But, I've been so emotional, bro. I've been so emotional. Sat down to watch the new Kevin Hart movie. And if you haven't seen it, spoiler alert, you know, it's on a damn streaming service, bro. I'm giving you 3 days to watch new shit before I start dropping fucking spoilers, bro. Get your game right. You got a streaming service. Get on there and just watch that shit, bro. It's instant. but anyways, yeah, that was your warning. First 10 minutes, the fucking wife dies, and I'm sitting there crying like a baby, bro. And I usually get emotional during movies. I cried during Marley and Me. That was a big one. That was like that was a tearjerker. And come to think about it, I think I only cry in like sad animal movies. Nah, I'm bullshitting. I cried during Click, bro. The Adam Sandler movie. I cried like a little bitch during that. And I still do every time I watch it. I'll cry every single time I watch that. But yeah, dude. The Kevin Hart movie. What is it? Fatherhood? Was it? First 10 minutes into it, you're sitting there, you're crying like a 2-year-old that didn't just get his way, dude. Wanted that fucking toy while you're trying to fuck grocery shop. And they're, I want this. Nah. You ain't getting that shit. And they just start fucking crying. But I was crying, bro. And then it just got worse after that. Like, it showed him, like, struggling to raise the kid by himself. And especially with like, me having a young, a newborn right now, I was putting myself in his shoes. And I was just like, bro, what the fuck? Like, this shit is so sad. But yeah, and then they tried to bring the he got like a new girlfriend at the end. They tried to bring her in, and I was like, I'm really not interested in this at this point. But it was still a pretty good movie overall. Yeah, like I said, what am I doing, dude? Oh yeah. Back to what I was saying, I was just I've just been super emotional lately. Luca just got to where he's like he's getting super I don't know, like his eyes can focus better, he can see faces, and he recognizes voices now. And whenever I hold him now, like, he just looks at me and smiles, and like, it's like he knows that I'm, I wouldn't say he knows I'm his dad, but he knows I'm a comfortable place for him. And yeah, he was doing that shit the other day, and I almost cried just looking at him. And I was just looking at him, and I was like, just fucking fighting back tears. I was like, dude, what the fuck? Oh god. And Tia gave me a damn birthday present the other day, and it was it's like a picture, but she like painted my, it's super white, like it's the whitest thing probably ever, but I loved it. It's like a canvas, and she like put one of my shoe prints on there, and then she put his footprint on there, and it was like walking in dad's shoes, or following your footsteps, something pertaining to that. And they gave it to me, and I was like it's cute. I was like fucking fight back tears, what the f-? But I held it back, kept it together. But yeah, I don't know what's been wrong with me, it's been tripping. I wrote down some more notes. This is pretty funny. I wrote on here, Corbin creamy tits, because I'm getting fucking fat, dude. I'm weighing pretty close to the heaviest that I ever got. And like 2 months ago, I was like, I weighed like as much as I did in high school. And I moved back home, and everybody cooks every single night. So what do you expect me to do? I'm not gonna turn down food. My grandma's cooking, I'm gonna go over there and I'm gonna get some food. And but yeah, the problem is that she cooks every night, and so we go over there and I eat food, and I eat too much, and I'm fat, and I stepped on the scale and I saw a number I didn't like, and which I can't really complain about it, because I've been watching it just slowly go up. It's not like I just stepped on the scale for the first time the other day and was surprised. But yeah, I was like, yeah, once I hit this, I'm about to start working out. And then that was like 5 pounds ago. So if that lets you know how motivated I am, put up some motivational, I need to put some motivational like little notes up, like sticky notes. Be like, oh, you're a fat piece of shit, like Jordan did. But yeah, I don't think those would work, because I don't think they would motivate me. Yeah, I would wake up and I'd see it on the bathroom mirror. It'd be like, hey, you're a fat piece of shit, and I'd be like, yeah. You're kind of right about that one. And then I would just carry on with my day. But, yeah, I've been, my work outfit has gotten tighter on me. Like, my fucking ass is just about to bust out the back of them boys, bro. I can't even bend over in them hoes. And I'm just like, ugh. Like, I wake up and I get dressed every morning, and it's just like, it's like trying to put toothpaste back into a damn tube of toothpaste. But yeah, it's getting pretty bad, and Tia doesn't hold me to anything. I told her, I said, hey, I think I'm getting fat. Do I look bigger to you? But I knew the answer to the question, because I've been watching my weight. And by watching my weight, I don't mean trying to eat healthy. I mean literally watching my weight just go up. And she'd be like, yeah, you look great. You look good. And I'm like, no. I know you're lying to me. Like, just tell me I'm getting fat, you know? You had a baby, you're breastfeeding, you're losing all kinds of weight. You're feeling good about yourself. Make me feel bad about myself so we can both better each other. But she won't do it. I've started making noises when I fucking bent down to put my sock on this morning. I was yeah, like you get a little bit too much blood to your head, and you're like, yeah, I think I'm getting fat now. And then you really don't know you're getting fat until you look at a picture of yourself. And I did that also. So eventually I'm not even going to say eventually I will, but hopefully one day maybe I'll get back down. I've just been eating like shit, bro. Whatever. That's enough of me. Let's see. What else do I got going on? I think nothing else crazy went down this week. We can, transition into the fucking Reddit story, bro. Listen to this. I pulled up just the headline was crazy to me, and so I had to pull it up. This shit's crazy, dude. It's so wacky. It says, how do I, a 25-year-old male, convince that marrying my partner, also a 25-year-old male, is not gay to my family and friends? And then this user goes on to say, we're just very close platonic friends. We became friends when we were 14 in school. We love each other and we want to spend the rest of our lives together as partners. No homo, in parentheses, no homo. Like, come on, bro. I feel like it's almost satirical. And I can't even really... It's funny, though. We don't have a sexual relationship at all. It's purely platonic love. We're both heterosexual males. Sadly, however, only a few friends and family believe us. The majority, including both our parents, think we are gay, and they are very angry about it. Always going on about some Islamic stories and how gay sex will lead to an eternity of hell if we don't repent. Bo, you haven't even had gay sex. Edit. I myself am not religious, just some of my family are. So how do I convince them we aren't gay? Well, if your family, this is a straight up answer. I'm going to go ahead and get the advice out of the way just so I can just talk about how wacky this is. Just to get the advice out of the way, how do you convince them that you're not gay? And they're also really religious. It's simple, dude. Just don't marry a guy. Okay. Now let's get how wacky this is. It's got to be a joke. I feel like it's got to. This can't be serious. You want to marry another man just as friends. Why not just fucking hang out all the time, dude? You ain't got to. That's got to be fake. Now I feel like I just pulled a shitty story. And I thought it was going to be better. I thought it was going to lead to more than this. That's wacky, dude. What, tax benefits, maybe? if you're doing it for tax benefits and you said you're heterosexual, you might as well just get you a wife and pop out some kids for even more tax benefits. So that's it for that. I thought that was going to be better. It's not. Man, I really dropped the ball on that one. Sorry, guys. Maybe the next one will be better. Damn. Two heterosexual men marrying each other. That's taking fucking kissing your homies goodnight to the next level. Tucking them boys in. Yeah, that had to be satirical. Reddit's a crazy place, bro. If you're a user, you know that you get on here, and all these people can just they get in these little subreddits, and those subreddits are moderated by certain users. So that way, you can get a bunch of fucking whack jobs in one place, and they only, like, they'll kick you out if you don't agree. So it's just a bunch of crazy people that believe in some crazy things just in one place. But I still get on it every day because it's entertaining, it's fun. That's the point. I'm not active, I don't comment and shit. Oh, let's see what else I got wrote down here. I'm sorry, guys. This is, like I said earlier, morale's at an all-time low. But we're going to power through this. We're going to get through it. Let's see. What do I got? The crazy shit that we did as kids. Okay. I have one of my old friends come down to town last night, and he, like, we grew up right down the road from each other. We were literally, like, he was my first best friend, so he was down here. We grew up together, and we just got to talking about some crazy shit that we were doing, and it was good to catch up to him, and we talked about some of the shit that we did when we were kids, and it was like, how are we here right now? I remember it was when we were all like 16, and he was one of the olders in the group, so he got a car first, and he got like an old like BMW. I don't even know what kind of fucking car it was. It was a death trap though. It was like an old BMW manual transmission. It's like a two-door coupe. Anyways, we all pile up in it one day. Me and like me, him, and then three other friends. And it's me. I'm in the back seat in the middle, and I'm holding on to the headrest like I'm about to get bucked off that bitch. So we're all in that bitch, and he's just literally just flying down a dirt road. He hit like 90 on the dirt road, and looking back, it's like, bro, what the fuck was wrong with us? That was so irresponsible and so dangerous looking back, especially now that we both have kids now. And it's like, bro, imagine if I catch my son doing that shit. I'm gonna beat the hell out of that youngin'. What the fuck is wrong with you? What the fuck was wrong with us? But, yeah, you live and you learn. But, thankfully, we didn't have to learn the hard way. I remember when I got I think a little bit older. I might have been, it was around the same age. I used to go out. I had this buddy, he had a bunch of land out in the country. And he had a big 15 passenger van, but all the seats were ripped out of it. Like, there weren't any seats in that. It was just the front two seats. You had the driver's seat, the passenger seat, and then it was just an empty van in the back. Just nothing but metal, no carpet, nothing in that bitch. Just nothing but metal. And there were no windows in it. It was completely blacked out. We would hop in that bitch and we would just drive it around town. We would go to the store and shit and pick up like the damn Arizona, those big ass juices in the cans, like the Mucho Mango. That was my go-to, the Mucho Mango. That was like a strawberry kiwi. Anyways, we would just go do that shit in like a sex trafficking van, and then we would take it and we would go out onto his piece of land. He had this big ass empty field, and we would just take turns just goosing that bitch around the field as fast as we can, trying to do donuts, trying to sling each other around in the back. And looking back on that, we were like, well, I don't know if they've looked back on it, but looking back, I'm like, bro, I'm just so lucky to not be dead right now, because that shit was stupid. Top heavy ass van, we could have flipped that bitch in a heartbeat. And then, what else? Dude, we used to hotbox that van. Like, yeah, I have no windows or shit in that bitch. So we would just close all the doors, roll up the two front windows that there was, and just, bro, we fit like 23 people in the back of that van and smoked that bitch out. And then, my parents didn't really, they let me go do whatever the fuck I wanted to do. And, like everybody else, like I was out just wilding out when I shouldn't have been. I should have been at the house hanging out, doing homework. And, they let me throw a big graduation party in high school. And we had a lot of people come over, I think. And one of my homeboys drank so much that night that he was puking. We got back to the house. First off, my parents drove us home. We were all three sheets to the wind, blackout drunk. My parents drives us home. We get back in the yard. Buddy goes over to the carport, squats down, and starts puking blood, bro. Like, not just like a little bit of blood. I'm talking about he was puking up a good chunk of blood. And I was freaking out. I was like, what the fuck is going on? I don't know. And I was drunk. I was like, man. And I was like, kind of at that like inconvenienced junk too, where I was like, oh, man, I really just want to go lay in bed right now. I don't want to help you out. What, you're puking up blood? Big deal. But anyways, we got back to the house. He was puking up blood, and my mom just took care of him. And I always thought that was like the biggest difference. I just thought that shit was wild, and how my parents were, and then how I thought that other people's parents were. Like, they would flip the fuck out if they found out their kids were drinking, and especially if one of the kids was under the carport puking up blood. And then but yeah, one time she took us to our senior trip after we graduated. We all went to Panama City. But if this tells you anything, for some of my friends to go, there had to be a chaperone. That was the condition, if that lets you know anything about the difference in cultures. So, me being the genius that I am, I was like, hey, why don't we just take my mom? Because she'll let us get as fucked up as we want to. And that way we still have a chaperone. Like, okay, let's do this shit. And we took her down there. And she just played the whole thing out, bro. She took pictures of us and posted it on Facebook. And she was like, day one of PCB with the graduates, blah, 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 blah. We'd be in fucking Ripley's, Believe It or Not, or Margaritaville. And then 2 hours later, we'd be passed out on the beach, walking 3 miles back to the hotel. Just some degenerate shit. And I always thought that was funny. I thought she was like the neighborhood mom, you know. She would watch out for everybody's kids, but she was like, you know, she would let us do what we wanted to do. But yeah, you know, I think that's gonna be it for today. Sorry guys, I'm slacking, bro. I promise. Oh, it'll get better for my 20 listeners out there. But yeah, happy birthday to me, and until next time, y'all take care.